paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work. If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Doctor. Charles is brief. As we begin looking at the news behind the news, the story behind the story, and we always enjoy Joel's commentary to keep us up to date on the things that you're not going to get the full story on from the controlled media, because, ladies and gentlemen, the media is controlled. After all, if you want to control a nation, control the source of their knowledge, of their beliefs, and if you can control what the American people hear and read and see, you can control what most Americans believe. Joel, good morning. Thanks so much for being with us again.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Dr. Stan.
And you pick up the story from there.
Well, my main story for the world this morning is about Obama's immigration policies show no intent to prosecute illegals. Now, I've known this for many years. It was even true during the Bush administration. You know, these people claim that they're attempting to prosecute, but they claim, you know, we can't round up all the illegals. We've got to give them amnesty. But in fact, Congress took a hand and passed a law stating that local law enforcement people could voluntarily agree to enforce immigration laws, and the INS was obligated to work with them to receive those prisoners, etc. And Arizona's most famous sheriff, Joe Arpaio, the one who puts up tent cities rather than release prisoners and keeps them in tents, at hard labor, just like in the olden days, is embarrassing everyone in the state and local government, or in state and federal governments, who claim that you can't round up illegal aliens. He's been rounding up ever since this new law was passed, 30,000 illegals every year, getting them off the streets of Arizona. Now the Obama administration is instructing Janet Napolitano, ironically the former governor of Arizona, who never did like Joe Arpaio, although she did play up, as they all do, to the anti-illegal immigration sentiment of the people, their agenda is otherwise. She's the chief of Homeland Security and instructed to reinterpret Congress's intent and limit local law enforcement to apprehending only those illegals guilty of serious crimes, but not enforce immigration status per se.
Well, the ultimate in hypocrisy, if people have to understand that this is all about globalism, the effort to create a multicultural, multilingual society, working in concert with our great corporations, and when you call them for whatever it would be, they always say, do you want your message in English or in Spanish? And then, you know, and because you just understand that this is an attack on America being coordinated by our corporations, but here by the Obama administration, which is simply a tool of the same globalists who hate America and who want to destroy this nation.
Well, one of the main purposes I see is, first of all, to water down conservative vote in southern southwestern states like California and Arizona and New Mexico, which they certainly have done. You know, they come from Mexico, they have no schooling in our constitutional system. They come from a socialist system, and naturally they are amenable to the benefits, although it's ironic that because of court rulings, no legislature has passed that people in hospitals and schools must give their services for free to illegal aliens. But the courts have done this. These activist court judges in California, even going so far as to overturn popular initiatives that have been passed specifically prohibiting access to public services to illegal aliens, had been overturned as unconstitutional by the liberal California courts. So there's this first purpose, I think, to water down conservative votes electorally. But the main purpose, even beyond multiculturalism, is the creation of conflict. There has never been a society that has been socialist that has had a multicultural ethnic background, whether it's Bosnia, Croatia, with all their infighting, or the United States, or any other country that has, I mean, look at Iraq with all its multiple ethnic Kurds. It's only a problem when you have a socialist government because they're all competing there. Their majorities make a difference. And how big they are and how powerful they make a difference, and they vie and compete with one another. And it's a natural magnet for conflict. And they know that. And the more socialist we get, the more voters go to Congress for benefits, the more important these blocks of voters become trying to get votes for their perceived special interests. Instead of all working together as Americans, none of whom should have the right to get anything from the legislature for their special interest or for their individual interest. So what was surprising, of course, in this case of the Obama administration, and by the way, Immigration Customs and Enforcement, ICE, is the acronym, has long been playing this game of playing soft on enforcement because everyone at the highest levels in Washington keep telegraphing the message down to the local offices of ICE that, you know, penalize these agents who are being too aggressive and reward and hire people who will play along with our secret agenda to be soft on immigration enforcement. Even the heralded programs, which got a lot of press, of invading factories and arresting hundreds of illegal aliens in Tyson chicken factories and other places around the nation, these were high-profile events that weren't in, I mean, they were made to convince the public that we're getting tough on immigration enforcement. This was done during the Bush administration. But in fact, the real purpose was to hand to the press an excuse to do lots of stories, which they did just like clockwork, lots of story on the humanitarian crisis caused by families being split up, by the husband being arrested and deported to Mexico, and the poor family and children who have been, you know, good citizens, they say, you know, are now suffering because there's no husband and no income. Well, obviously, as illegal aliens, they brought that upon themselves. Those are the consequences. But, you know, the purpose of those enforcements was strictly to create a backlash so that people would call for a restriction of these types of raids. And that's exactly what Janet Napolitano did. She put a moratorium on these. She said, we're going to reassess. You know, that's so much folderol. She's reassessing when she's already given the word out to ICE that she won't do any more of those raids. And I had a subscriber who was a high-up person in ICE and would relate to me those specific messages. So I know very close secondhand that this is very, very real.
And, of course, they were supposed to build a fence. They never had the intention of building the fence. They put up little parts of it here, there, and elsewhere, and they say, look, they're still coming across. The fence isn't working. Why isn't working? You know, they just go around to the areas where the fence isn't built.
You're on the jury. The defendant is a doctor accused of mercy killing. The judge's instruction, you must find the doctor guilty if you find he caused the patient's death. Do you? The answer will surprise you. Back in a minute.
Discover America's truth. Citizen power creates freedom. Send for Hal von Lupert's Citizen Power series, Citizen Arrest, The Grand Jury, and Guerrilla Law, $27. Greeley, Colorado, P.O. Box 837, Citizen Power.
The judge tells the jury that it must obey the law. It does, but the jury is the law. In point of historical fact, the charging of the jury is nothing more than jury tampering by the state. The jury may decide the defendant's guilt by any standard, even that it dislikes the law. That's how the Founding Fathers wanted it. In the United States, the jury has the final word, and there's nothing the court can do.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Taking your way, the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen, he's talking about immigration. I just commented, you know, Congress passed laws. They were supposed to build a fence, and they were going to have the fence up in, you know, within a year, and everything was going to be done, and they're going to pull out all the stops and build the fence. They had no intention of building the fence. Little bits of it go up here and there and elsewhere, and they say, oh, it's costing us so much to maintain the fence, you know, and it's not effective. Of course it's not effective, because they never finished it. And they know that. But you see, the average American doesn't understand. The average American finds it very difficult to believe that there are people at the highest levels of our government who hate this nation, whose dedication is to this dream of a one-world government. That's why they want a multilingual society. I mean, if people want to come to America from Mexico, and many of them are good people, and they want to, you know, come in legally, and they want to learn our language and become part of America, that's fine. But these people don't want to learn our language and become part of America. They want to be part of Mexico. They don't want to learn the language. But, of course, they want the benefits, the free medical care that they get, the welfare benefits they can get, the free education, even the subsidized college education, university education they get here in California. And then we wonder why this is a magnet for the poor people of Mexico to come to the United States. My goodness, if I was a poor person in Mexico, I'd want to come up here, too. I mean, why should I be down there in Mexico where I can't get free medical care and welfare benefits and all sorts of subsidized housing and Social Security? And they know who the people are who are here illegally working with a phony Social Security number. But they don't want the American people to know that. They're actually doing everything they can to encourage it. And their ultimate goal is the destruction of the sovereignty of our nation. Go right ahead, Joel. This subject gets me my ire up early in the morning. Gets my blood pressure going. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, technically the law passed by Congress allowing interaction or allowing local law enforcement to enforce immigration law spells out no such limit that Homeland Security is trying to impose. And HSA has no authority to decree such a limitation. Representative Lamar Alexander, one of the sponsors of the original bill, said this: I was the House author of the 1996 immigration bill that included Section 287G programs for, you know, that's the name of the program, 287G, it allows this coordination. There's nothing in the legislation that limits the program to detaining only those who commit serious crimes. The goal was not that at all. The goal was simply to enable those local law enforcement authorities who wanted to enforce the immigration laws in whatever way they thought best. And that might or might not include those who commit serious crimes. I mean, what could be more clear? Of course, a person in the Wall Street Journal said, those in the Obama administration said DHS officials, that's Department of Homeland Security, sometimes it goes by HSA or DHS, officials have been hoping that Sheriff Arpaio would withdraw from the program altogether when confronted with this watered-down version of the agreement. Mr. Arpaio, a headline-grabbing elected official in his fifth term, by the way, 77 years old, said, they thought I wasn't going to sign it, but I did. And that's the reason he signed it, is that he has loopholes of his own that he can use, and he didn't want to be locked out of the enforcement altogether by not signing. As the Arizona Republic said, Sheriff Arpaio on Tuesday promised that his deputies will continue to enforce the immigration law despite the lack of a contract with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agencies, thanks to an opinion from County Attorney Andrew Thomas that allows suspected illegal immigrants to be charged as co-conspirators in a crime because of their own smuggling themselves into the country. Sheriff's officials also said deputies would rely on a provision of the federal criminal code that allows local law enforcement to detain someone for brief warrantless interrogation where circumstances indicate the person could be in the country illegally. So he said, Arpaio says, I'm free of the federal government's restrictions. The decision to remove part of an agreement that authorized street-level immigration enforcement from deputies will allow such informant to continue in jails. But allow such enforcement to continue in jails was a political ploy from Washington. What Arpaio is saying is that the restriction is that it's on their street-level enforcement. They can't do anything to ascertain if someone's an illegal alien when they arrest them on the street. Only when they get them in the jail can they ascertain that, which means the purpose of this is to make sure that they can only bring them into the jail if they're guilty of serious crimes, but he's found other ways around that. Well, in another story related to this multicultural globalist agenda, the Trans-Texas Corridor, this road from ports of Mexico all the way up to Canada, which to service the North American Union, is dead again. In other words, it had been declared dead before, and they keep resurrecting it. But the Department of Transportation has formally ended what they say is the Trans-Texas Corridor. Rick Perry's, that's the governor, Republican governor of Texas, who's really a globalist masquerading as a right-wing leader. Rick Perry's embattled plan to build a toll road across the state lines. But in fact, this is not true. It's only the most southern portion of the Trans-Texas Corridor that is dead. And the reason is very clear, and it's because five local mayors took a stand 27 months ago, and formed the nation's first sub-regional planning commission to stand up against and stop once and for all this governor's massive land grab. No one thought they could. And today, you know, this announcement that they're not going to build the corridor was a direct result of these governors forming this sub-regional planning commission with the legal powers to demand that the Department of Transportation in Texas meet the existing law, which was the National Environmental Policy Act. The planning commission began a series of what was called coordinating meetings with DOT by utilizing a little-known state statute that forced the massive transportation agency to come to them, and not them to have to apply to the DOT. The Texas DOT came to Holland on three different occasions where they were asked to explain why they were going to destroy five towns and their school districts with a 1,200-foot wide, 146-acre-per-mile toll road. And through coordination, they forced them to the table, and then they used the NEPA statute to box them in a legal corner out of which they could not escape. They found that they were guilty of no less than about 13 violations of the law, and DOT finally had to back down. But they warned, however, that the TTC 35 section of this toll road is only a portion, and that the DOT can still continue to build all of the northern portions and then focus on the fact that the southern portion is not participating, and then resurface this presentation and try to get it passed again. I mean, these people won't take no for an answer, so I'm not buying that it's dead permanently. This is just until they can play their next move.
Well, you know, the ultimate goal is the destruction of the sovereignty of our nation and joining the three nations of the Northern Hemisphere, Mexico, United States, and Canada, into one integral political unit. Till the American people understand that we have a constitution that declares our sovereignty, and our leaders hate the constitution because it limits their ability to do what they really want to do, and that is merge us into a one-world government and enslave our people. Till people understand that this is the ultimate goal, and it explains everything going on today, and till they really care about freedom, we're never going to be able to maintain our freedom. And if I was a betting man, I would certainly wager the other side was going to win. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't oppose them and utilize this as a vehicle. And hopefully, as things get worse, and they are going to get far worse than they are today economically, perhaps that individualistic spirit in the American people that makes us unique among all the nations of the world, perhaps that'll begin to surface. All we can do is hope and pray that happens. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, you know, this the thing that people who are listening need to be most concerned about is the aspect that we've got so many forms of secret government going on. I mean, all of a sudden, out of the Obama administration, nearly every week you come out with this massive new piece of legislation that surfaces from some obscure congressman's desk, and you know that he didn't write this stuff. There's a major planning group working in secret in the bowels of the White House producing these, whether it's disarmament, a new missile system, and all of a sudden Obama comes out and announces something. I mean, he's not, detailing all these things. These are the engine of globalist government, the CFR specialists that are filling every major policy slot within Republican or Democratic administrations that are working up these plans and developing and conniving to say what is the best way to sneak this through to the American people. And they have their people that they own in Congress that they use to front these types of things. And the Republicans do the same thing, though they have a different team, you know, and these teams appear to be competing, but in essence, they still follow the same basic blueprint. Nothing is more telling of this than the Hardin, Montana prison fiasco. You know, here we have a town that foolishly got into debt, $27 million worth, on the elusive goal of economic development. This has been used to sucker in, I mean, everybody's being suckered into trying to earn more money, more tax base by luring in development and luring in major corporations and jobs as if this was the, you know, business of government to lure jobs to their particular community to be able to rake in more taxes. It shouldn't be. There shouldn't be these perverse incentives. Anyway, they didn't have any prisoners to fill this thing in. They went shopping around the world and finally advertised to the world that they were trying to accept prisoners from Gitmo. And what do? They get a call from a guy claiming to be Michael Hilton, a longtime shyster and fraudster with multiple judgments against him in California. And he calls up claiming to be the chief, calling himself Captain Michael Hilton, and being the chief operating officer of American Police Forces, a name he just invented and created 6 months prior to this time, with a phony office in California and a phony office front in Washington, D.C., and all of a sudden claiming to be able to run this prison and offer a 27 or some multi-million dollar per year contract to be able to do so. And the city of Hardin takes the bait, and all of a sudden it gets out on the internet. And because that, by the way, the Hardin's $27 million in construction bond was in default, the bank, which owns the bond, and the people are not liable to the bond, the taxpayers are not liable. The bank is on the hook for this bond, and it's in default, and they don't want to foreclose on a prison. What do they do with a prison? And so they just keep delaying any default or foreclosure procedures, trying to hope that Hardin, Montana will get something to fill this, and they come up with this shyster and the American Police Force, and the entire state of Montana is up in arms over it now. The governor, the attorney general, they're doing an investigation because this guy, Michael Hilton, is a shyster. His real name is Miodrag Dokovic, and he's a Montenegrin Serb. All of his people are, This is an area that's notorious for its mafia connections, and this guy appears to be just a serial criminal. A little bit on his background. He was named a defendant in a civil lawsuit in Los Angeles in 2000 that was awarded $1.4 million judgment against the defendants, including $400,000 against Hilton himself. There was a judgment in 2006 for $5,000 against him, an $1,800 judgment in 2000. The same claimant got another $4,000 judgment against Hilton in 1999, and Hilton filed bankruptcy under his true name, Miodrag Dakovic. It's really that reports state that that's an alias, but in fact, that's his real name.
Hold on, we'll be back here in just a moment with Joel Skousen.
I'm 72 years old, and I'm enjoying the good life. Thanks to the people at Good Life International, along with good exercise, a healthy diet, and Good Life liquid supplements, I feel great and breeze through the day. You can experience the good life, too, by taking Mega Cardio Plus. To find out more, go to www.attackdisease.4tgl.com or call 720-494-GOOD. That's 720-494-4663.
You're on the jury. The defendant is a doctor accused of mercy killing. The judge's instruction, you must find the doctor guilty if you find he caused the patient's death. Do you? The answer will surprise you. Back in a minute.
Discover America's truth. Citizen Power creates freedom. Send for Hal von Lupert's Citizen Power series, Citizen Arrest, The Grand Jury, and Guerrilla Law, $27. Greeley, Colorado, P.O. Box 837. Citizen Power.
The judge tells the jury that it must obey the law. It does, but the jury is the law. In point of historical fact, the charging of the jury is nothing more than jury tampering by the state. The jury may decide the defendant's guilt by any standard, even that it dislikes the law. That's how the Founding Fathers wanted it. In the United States, the jury has the final word, and there's nothing the court can do.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping and Marina reminds all parents that children in school meet new friends and experience new situations, some of which involve drugs or alcohol. Young people have now found new drugs called crystal meth and ecstasy. These are very dangerous and deadly, so parents, educate yourself about these and other drugs and talk to your children. Don't let things like curiosity and peer pressure influence your child's life. This message was courtesy of Cassie and Derek at Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping, who say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping and Marina, where they're always concerned for the safety and welfare of our community.
Well, I'm back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. Joel, before we go on, would you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and perhaps subscribe to your publication, and unique publication which every American needs?
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. My publication is showcased on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com. People can get a free sample copy for this subscription-based newsletter by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. I concentrate, as you mentioned earlier in the program, in putting back into the news the things that are purposely omitted by the mainstream news so that it distorts how people react to the news. And so it's a very important service to people. And there's lots of free things on my website, including a daily listing of all the top news stories below the summary of the current World Affairs Brief, and lots of background information on government cover-ups, which are the best indication of conspiracy to deceive and to establish secret government within the United States. And that's what we're dealing with and talking about today in this program. So continuing on with the Hardin prison problem, there were other judgments. You know, he's got a dozen aliases. Santa Ana Police Department has an arrest warrant for Michael Hilton from 1990 for bad checks and grand theft. Listen to this list of aliases. Miodrag Dakovic, which actually is his real name, Miodrag Jokic, Miodrag Djokovic, Michael Hamilton, Anthony M. Hilton, Michael A. Hilton, Michael Milton, and Ristin Jokic, and related variants. This guy is an obvious serial fraudster with so many aliases. With all the bad publicity surrounding California Superior Judge Andrew Coughlin on Friday ordered him to appear in his Los Angeles County courtroom on October 29th to show cause why he hasn't paid anything toward the outstanding judgments against him. He will be forced to declare his sources of income, especially those related to the Hardin contract, which should be interesting. He could very well land in jail. You know, the company is invisible. When prison legal news went to Alan Chivotkin, executive vice president of professional services counsel. I mean, this is the umbrella counsel over all of the bad guys, the private mercenaries, Triple Canopy, DynCorp, J Services. And he had never heard, he said, of American police forces. And he said, I have access to all of the federal contracts, and if they showed up in even one, I would know about it. And in other words, it's just a fraud. But they did put up a website. APF put up a website initially hosted by the same services of these other companies that shared some of the same text, simply indicating that they had copied information from these. But there is indication that, in fact, they were fronting for Blackwater. Now, Blackwater, Jay, has denounced this and has stated that they were not, have no knowledge of APF, that they don't know Michael Hilton. But American Police Force webpage clearly states, or stated before October 1st, that they run the Blackwater-controlled U.S. Training Center. American Police Force, the paramilitary unit patrolling a small town in Montana, has been exposed for being a front for the disgraced private contractor Blackwater, said PrisonPlanet.com. Now, that website was immediately taken down when this controversy started, and then came back up without that statement that, that they were, but it's been cached, and one can still find it on the Internet. Now, no one would dare make that kind of statement unless they did have some relationship with Blackwater. You may say no one would dare. I mean, this is a shyster. Obviously, he'd be guilty of anything. But remember, he had assurances from some backer and has told everybody that I've got a major private military contractor backing me. And yet every one of them has claimed that they're not the one. So somebody's lying. Now, I don't believe for a minute that Hardin could have secured, or the city of Hardin could have secured the $27 million bond, that they couldn't have given these kind of, without some assurances that there was somebody back there. And, of course, Hardin's or the Twin Rivers Authority, which you know, is the bonding agents which built this prison on behalf of the town of Hardin. There's a guy named Albert Peterson, who's the local school superintendent, who's the chairman of that board. And he's defending the fact that in saying that we had guarantees from Hilton, guarantees that he has the backing, you know. And So there apparently are, but the only thing that's come forward are a couple of private investors, and you know, this apparently is an effort by Blackwater or whoever is backing this thing to put forth a couple of people related to them as private investors to take to. They're desperately, I think, trying to derail any exposure of Blackwater to this company. And so they've allowed a couple of people privately come out and say, I was the investor who was given money to Hilton. And so far, no one has, you know, done any real due diligence in terms of tracing the money to see if it's related to Blackwater or to see if these private investors are related to Blackwater. But it's very clear that somebody was hiring Michael Hilton to front for them. This guy had no money. He has no credibility. He's a criminal. These are the type of thugs that they hire within these private military contractors because they do all of these illegal acts. They don't want principled people. And the CIA often uses people from Eastern Europe to front for them. They did so during the 9/11. They had this phony flight school down in the southern part of the United States where some of the terrorists took training. It was run by a CIA front man from Serbia. So they, you know, in the process of working the Bosnian War, they came across a lot of these unsavory people, these arms dealers and other things, and brought them into the CIA fold. And this smells like the same thing. But everybody wants to be careful to cover themselves because of the taint is emanating from Michael Hilton, and so everybody's running for cover, except this stupid superintendent who's in charge of the Twin Rivers Authority. He's still defending it and saying that I'm going to stand behind him. Well, obviously, he signed the papers and was duped, and so he is going to try to stand behind them. But he claims that he knows nothing. He said he had guarantees, and yet when pressed about where's the source of the funding, he says, I'm not going to be able to tell you where the funding is coming from. So either he is covering for the same company that Hilton assured him was behind this, or he doesn't know, and you know, he's just a fool. So I'm not sure which one, but in any case, this is everybody's running for cover except for this guy. There were some overblown claims, of course, about the situation in Hardin. There was no federal takeover of Hardin, Montana. There was no martial law. There were no armed commandos patrolling the streets. All of this was unfounded rumor. American Police Force did drive into town with two Mercedes SUVs painted with the Hardin City Police logo, but since then, Hardin City has had to back down from whatever non-public agreement they made with APF to provide those vehicles. Hardin ended its law enforcement contract.
So the original story was 10 SUVs, it's down to two, so, you know, it keeps changing, but fortunately, we do have people on top of it. We'll be right back in a moment.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Joel Skousen, and we're in the last segment, and we're getting the story of Hardin. And, of course, the additional stories is there were 10 SUVs, Mercedes-Benz, coming into town. Now it's down to 2, but, you know, there are people right on top of the story, and we're just grateful to Joel and his sources to try to put things into perspective. What's this really all about, and how does this tie into Blackwater, which ties into our intelligence agencies, and, of course, obviously, they're up to no good. The question is, what are they doing, and how can we utilize an exposure of this to make the American people realize that freedom, as we know it, is in jeopardy today? Go right ahead, Joel.
You know, during the break, I got an email from a subscriber in Wells, Nevada, saying, you know, something very similar has been happening here in this small town in Nevada. He said about a year ago, the town was approached by one of the privatized prison corporations with their grab bag of promises and was turned away. Then the county received an $11,000 grant conduct joint military law enforcement civilian exercise in Elko, Nevada, and performed that exercise with no fanfare about a month ago. He says, then, when the Hardin thing broke, and this guy briefs the county sheriff and the city planner quarterly, according to, you know, problems that may surface like this, and he was talking to one of his buddies at the local airport, and he said, you know, there was a company called Blackhawk that got into trouble and either out of business or changed their name to American Police Force. And he said the company has a similar background, has been running the city hangar at the airport there in Wells, Nevada, and found out that they were, you know, planning to conduct unlicensed mercenary training here in Wells, Nevada. And they are an Oregon company, and apparently the owner of the company is an Oregon state senator. And this leads me to the conclusion that you know, one of these companies is Evergreen, which is a CIA front that works out of Mendenville in Oregon. And, you know, these things kind of tend to spread. This is like a tentacle of an octopus going around. You follow this back up, and these CIA front companies are related. They change their names often. They go out of business when get exposed, and they morph into something else. There's an awful lot going beneath the surface, Dr. Stan, that if we knew who was really behind Michael Hilton, it would tell us a great deal. We may never know, but your listeners should know this is a prime example of black operations in government, and everybody presently running for cover. You know, these people are confident, people like Michael Hilton, because once they get involved and they get the assent of the people that are insiders, they're told, you know, you'll be protected, we'll cover for you. And they have this kind of arrogance as they play these games. So I'll be reporting in the World Affairs Brief if more comes up on this story. It's interesting. I hope it does. But everybody seems to be in cover your rear-end mode now, and I think that's going to continue. But I don't think this prison deal is going to go through. They're already talking, at least this investor who came forth in the news today is talking about working a deal where we can run this prison without Michael Hilton. In other words, they want to get rid of Michael Hilton, and hopefully the taint will go away. But the whole thing smells. I think this whole contract needs to be abandoned, and they need to start from scratch again.
Well, it's going to be interesting to follow the story. So we've got about 3 minutes here for you to wrap up this morning's program.
Okay, let me just cover another quick subject. There's something really strange going on in this anti-ballistic missile defense shield for Europe. Something really doesn't compute in this latest game of cat and mouse between Russia and the U.S. Back in the late 90s, President Bush threatened to install a measly 10 warhead-less ABM interceptors in Poland, and the Russians had a fit, knowing the missiles were actually targeting their huge arsenal of ICBMs instead of Iran's puny fleet of short-range missiles. Now, how much good 10 interceptors would do against Russia's hundreds of missiles is another question entirely. But when Obama announced this month that, or last month, that he would not deploy the Bush ABM system, the Russians applauded, as expected, heralding, of course, a new era of U.S.-Russian relations. So far, so good. That's all natural. Simultaneously, Obama announces a new and more aggressive plan for mutual disarmament, which always ends up in a unilateral U.S. disarmament and more Russian cheating. Predictably, the Russians applaud this, too. That's to their advantage. The Czechs weren't happy with the Obama decision. The headline in the major Czech Republic newspaper said, "No radar, Russia won." In an editorial that said, "An ally we rely on has betrayed us and exchanged us for its own better relations with Russia, of which we are rightly afraid." Now comes the tricky part. Obama and Secretary of Defense Gates announced a new and even more aggressive deployment of shipborne interceptor missiles around Europe, and include the possibility of land-based versions at the same places in Poland and Czechoslovakia, which they were removing the Bush-proposed interceptors. Now the Russians appear to have been betrayed by Obama's first gesture. Not only do they face mobile interceptors at sea, but on land as well. And lo and behold, the Russians should be howling in protest, but no. They claim that they see this as a less security threat than the proposed project, and they see it as a an increased ease of tensions and an increased dialogue with the United States. So something's up. I mean, the Russians should be howling like bloody murder, and yet they are saying it creates good conditions for dialogue. What's this dialogue about? Well, my guess is the Russians are very eager to suppress their fear of this new alternative because they have much to be gained by playing along with cozying back up to NATO. Obama's also offering them to gain access to the missile defense technology by joining in what's called a joint European venture, that they'll all join forces with the same missile defense system. That's an open invitation for Russia to get their spies inside of NATO, inside the missile defense system, to be able to defeat it in a war. This is a real fool's paradise, Dr. Stan.
Agreed. Obviously, they're up to no good. We'll just have to figure out what it's about. Well, we're out of time, Joel, but I want to appreciate so much your... I appreciate you being with us. I think you won't be with us next week. What about the week after that?
Yes. Thank you very much, Dr. Stan.
Thank you. Bye-bye, and we'll be back in a moment to wrap up today's program here at the American Freedom Network.
As parents, we're entrusted with a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. This school year, promise yourself that you will get more involved with your child's school. Join the PTA, volunteer for special events, or even try to help with homework. Parents, show your children that school is cool and drugs are for fools. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving the Northeast Denver area with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehab. Visit Restore Health Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver, or visit us online at rhctherapy.com, or inquire by calling 303-373-1188.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan here. I hope you enjoy our program every Friday with Joel. I always enjoy what he has to say. Now, I do want to remind you, if you're going to be able to get to our all-day conference on the 25th of October, that's 2 weeks from Sunday, you've got to get your reservation in because we're serving lunch. We have to know how many people are here. Everything is coming together. Great lineup of speakers, people coming from across the country. I do hope you can make it. And then, of course, we want to mention that we are trying to get our book reprinted, our Brotherhood of Darkness. We're in, I don't know where, 9th or 10th printing. And basically, we would hope that we can get enough support so we can go ahead and do another mass printing. You can get then actually 60 copies of the book, which ordinarily sells for $12.95 each. You'll get 60 copies for $149.95 plus shipping. You can give them away. You can sell them for a full price. Do whatever you want to with the book, but get the message out. We need a vehicle for reaching people to let them understand we're involved in a spiritual battle. There really are organizations out there with strong ties to the other dimension and to the satanic forces that dominate the world today. So if you'd like to order a case of Brotherhood of Darkness, and we will certainly not bill your credit card until such time as we actually are ready to go to press, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, and you'll get 60 copies of the book at a little over $2 a copy. A great thing to have, to pass out, to educate others, and, of course, it will help Radio Liberty. And then we would certainly mention the new product that we're trying to help Dr. Russell Blaylock get out. It's called Brain Health, and if you're having difficulties with your mind, if certainly older people getting dementia, certainly you need good nutrition for your brain, and if just go to my website, radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com, scroll down to Brain Health, and just click on that. It'll take you to their website. If you have a weapon in your home and it's loaded, it really needs to be in a lockbox, just go to V-Line, the center for that, and the area for that, and learn all about it. Actually, I got these. I'm very, very pleased with them. It's nice to know that I can keep a loaded weapon in the house without having to worry about somebody else getting hold of it. Anyway, then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get our material on this swine flu epidemic and understand there's another agenda behind this, and we're not certain what it is, but we do know one thing, and that is the vaccination program will do far more harm than good. The children are certainly between 6 months of age and 2 years of age that took the flu mist. Now, they're not going to give it to that age group, but over 4% of them have to be hospitalized. But in the area from 2 years up to about 5 years of age, where they are going to be giving it, 2% of the children that they gave the flu mist to had to be hospitalized, and another 2% had to have a special ventilator treatment for wheezing. And they're going to give this to all of our children. They want to give the vaccine to pregnant women when the producers say that there are no animal studies that show that it's safe and it shouldn't be given under ordinary circumstances. Why are they doing this? They're going to do immeasurable harm to our children. So our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
844-589-2727. Get our information on vaccines and brain development, on autism, mercury, and global propaganda agenda, and, of course, on swine flu. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, till Monday. May the Lord be with you.